Spinach is back on grocery shelves, but certain brands of peanut butter aren't, and memories of recalls can linger. For Senator Herb Kohl, it's hard to forget an E. coli outbreak last fall, which killed an elderly Wisconsin woman and sickened 49 others.
We're having this food safety hearing here in Wisconsin because this is one of the many places where folks have gotten sick from contaminated food. In fact, more people got sick in Wisconsin during last September's E. coli spinach outbreak than in any other state.
Kohl chairs a subcommittee that oversees the government agency responsible for the safety of fruits and vegetables. The Wisconsin Democrat would like to see more money spent on food inspection. Under the Bush administration, inspection of vegetables and fruit has dropped as budgets decreased and money was redirected to Homeland Security. But growers say every farm does not need oversight and that better education for both farmers and consumers would help. Thomas Stenzel is president of the United Fresh Produce Association.
In the spinach outbreak in particular, 25 to 30% of the people who became ill consumed the product after the use-by date that was stamped on the bag.
Growers say they're working on standardized production methods designed to lower the risk of foodborne illness, but critics say the government needs to mandate rules like it does for meat inspection, not just issue guidelines as it now does for fruits and vegetables. Consumer groups like the Center for Science in the Public Interest point out employees can't wash their hands if no government agency ensures that employers provide a sink and soap. The center's Caroline Smith-DeWall says the government needs to bear more of the food safety burden and consumers less.
Consumers can't fix this problem. We can't tell them to wash it to eliminate it. We could urge them to cook it. Cooking it would destroy the hazard, but who wants cooked salad? I certainly don't.
Another way to reduce food pathogens is irradiation. But like cooking, it can change the texture of produce, making it less crisp. The Grocery Manufacturers of America is pushing to irradiate fruits and vegetables, but notes consumers may be wary. Produce sanitizers were also suggested for farmers and processors to use, but ensuring any safeguards are actually used is difficult, especially when 30% of all produce sold in the U.S. is grown elsewhere. Only 1% of that gets inspected. FDA official Robert Brackett says the agency can issue import alerts and refuse to do business with a producer who has a history of contaminated goods.
And that's one of the most powerful tools we have with those countries, is if they're not living up to our expectations, they simply can't ship to us.
FDA officials sought to reassure the public the food they eat is generally safe. Dr. Michael Pariza, director of the Food Research Institute on the UW-Madison campus, says for the most part, that's true.
The U.S. food safety system is not really broken, but it is also not working as well as it could.
Pariza predicts it would work better with more money for research and strict regulation, something the FDA and growers have resisted. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.